Today is Tuesday, March 12th, 2013. I know I haven't podcasted since February 26th to be exact. But, you know, things get in the way or I don't have anything to talk about, so I don't podcast. So today was the first day of the conclave to choose the next pope. And it was not very successful because they had black smoke come out of the smokestack. And that means no pope was selected. They don't expect them to do it for like 3 days. At least that's the average. I think they said that was the average time it takes to choose a new pope is 3 days. I don't really care who the new pope is. I'm not Catholic, and I don't really care what's going on with the conclave. But it seems to be the biggest thing on the news is what's happening and which cardinals are in front and all that kind of stuff. And I don't really care about that. Other things that have been going on that I really haven't talked about or podcasted about was the whole thing with, Bonnie Franklin died of pancreatic cancer, and then the very next week, Valerie Harper announced that she's dying of brain cancer. Poor thing. But she seems to be, I keep seeing her on the news too, and she's, the thing is, because she has a book out, and so she's promoting this book, but you know, the poor thing is also dying of cancer. She seems to be extremely upbeat, and I was watching her on Access Hollywood, and she's seems to be in really good spirits, considering that eventually at some point she's going to die of brain cancer. Anyway, let's see, other things. Oh, the crazy announcements on The View that Joy Behar is leaving The View, and that's too bad. I don't watch The View anymore. I used to record it every day and watch it, but I just was getting so sick of the same stuff over and over again, so I quit watching it and quit recording it on my DVR. But the day that they announced that Joy Behar was leaving last Thursday, I was thinking, oh, I should probably check in and see how The View's going, especially now that Joy Behar announced after the show on Thursday, and then Friday's show is always pre-taped, so Monday's show was the one to watch. Well, over the weekend, I think it was Friday night, it was announced that Elizabeth Hasselbeck was being fired from The View and because of her political views. And when I heard that, I was like, yes, that's about time for that. But I don't think they will get rid of her because people love tuning in to watch her get into political discussions with Whoopi Goldberg and others, and Joy Behar, for one. So I don't think they're going to get rid of her anytime soon. So anyway, I watched Monday's episode, at least the first 20 minutes of it, when they do the hot topics and stuff. And sure enough, Joy Behar said, you know, my top 10 reasons for leaving, blah, blah, blah. And then Barbara Walters said, there are no plans to let Elizabeth go for her political views. If anything, we cherish her political views. She brings a balance to the show, blah, 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 blah. They did look awfully chummy. I will say that Elizabeth Hasselbeck and Barbara were walking out together. They did look awfully chummy. So that may have just been a rumor that was being floated around. But I would not be surprised if in August, when the show returns late August, or early September, I guess it is, they will announce that Elizabeth Hasselbeck is no longer on The View. I would love that. Of course, I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, we'll see. But in terms of replacements for Joy Behar, I've heard Brooke Shields. Who was the other? There was another name I heard floated around. I can't think of who it is. But I think Brooke Shields would be a great addition to that group, hearing her talk, if she would just lighten up a little bit. She's always seems to be, to me, so stuffy. I don't know if that's just her demeanor or not, but I think she would be a good addition to The View. I can't remember who that other person was. Oh, well, it doesn't really matter. I don't watch The View anymore. We'll see. Maybe in the fall when they have the new cast members, I will, go back to watching it. I don't know. There's a lot of things that don't seem to be on TV. I was thinking that I would actually cancel my cable and just have Hulu Plus and Netflix, because I do watch I don't watch a lot of stuff on Netflix, but I watch enough for my $8 a month. To pay for that. But then I was thinking, I like to watch the local news live when it's happening, so I wouldn't be able to watch that on the local news. I wouldn't be able to watch that on Hulu Plus, because that's all network stuff, not local stuff, so I wouldn't be able to see that. So I don't think I'll be able to get rid of my cable, but I thought it would be a good idea, because I could, because my cable bill, I know, is outrageous. If I tell you, you'll just be shocked. cable and internet for, I don't know, a couple hundred channels, 200 or 300 channels on TV. And I have HBO and my internet access, which I have the second highest speed that you can get on my cable system. I pay $160 a month. I know that's outrageous, $160 a month. But here's what I was thinking. If I was able to get rid of the cable part of it and just watch Hulu Plus, then the part that I would pay for watching TV shows would be Hulu Plus and Netflix, and that would be about $16 a month. Then I could take the extra money that I save from not having cable TV to upgrade the internet service to a faster speed. That way, streaming would be never an issue, and that's actually never an issue now. But then I could get a faster speed on the internet. But I don't think I'm going to do that because, I like to watch the news and some things I like to watch as they're on TV, even though I do DVR an awful lot. Now, tell me this, though. I think it's because of March Madness, all the college basketball that's going on, because nobody is putting out new TV shows. At least this week, it seems that everything is reruns with maybe one or two new shows, and I don't know why, because maybe it was February sweeps and now they're taking a week off. I don't know, but it seems like there's nothing new on TV in terms of the regular sitcoms and stuff, and I'm missing my TV already. But I am watching things on Netflix. Like, I watched in the last week or so, I've watched three documentaries, and I have to say, I got into the whole documentaries thing from Brenda Boo and who did she have on there talking about? Was it Musing Mark? I don't remember who it was. Brenda Boo and some other podcaster. I'm terrible. I can't believe I don't know who this was. But I think it was Musing Mark. Anyway, they were talking about two specific documentaries that they had both watched on Netflix, and then they were talking about them on the podcast. And I was thinking to myself, I should watch more documentaries. So I've seen three documentaries. One was called The Queen of Versailles, about the lady who, whose husband, Spiegel, was this big timeshare mogul who made millions and millions of dollars, and they started to build the largest residential home in the United States, some, 19,000 square feet. It was going to be like a $75 million or $100 million house or something. And then the market crashed, and he lost a lot of his business, and they lost a lot of money. And then they had to stop construction on the house. Then it went into foreclosure, but they were able to save the house. Anyway, go watch the documentary, because the woman, the wife, is just outrageous in their time of not having very much money. So check it out. It's called The Queen of Versailles. Then I watched this another semi-interesting documentary called Asexual, about these people who are asexual. They aren't attracted to male or female, and they don't want to, or they don't feel the desire to have sex. It was interesting, I guess. And then last night I watched this documentary, and I swear to you, I can't think of the name of it. Oh, I don't have my DVR. I'm going to have my thing turned up right now. But it was about this woman who, in London, who in 2003, she died in her apartment and was not discovered until 2006. She laid on the living room floor next to the couch for 3 years and almost completely decomposed. And nobody went to find her. Nobody asked about her. Nobody, tried to find her or anything until she was discovered, because she was renting from, I guess it was low-income housing or something. And she had gotten so far behind in her rent that they went and they broke down the door and discovered her body. And they go the documentary itself goes through all these different people who knew her at one time but lost contact with her like around 2001, and then she never contacted them and they never contacted her, so she was just kind of lost. And that one was kind of interesting, because I kept waiting for them to get to the details of what happened to her, and you have to wait till the very end to find out exactly what happened. I mean, they kind of slowly piecing things together, but it really is until the end do you get all the details. I can't think of the name of the documentary. I know it's stupid for me to tell you all about it. I don't know the name of it. I can't think of it. I should wait a minute. Let me look at my internet history, because I was checking it out last night. Okay, here it is. It's called Dreams of a Life, and it's about Joyce Carol Vincent, a Londoner of Caribbean and Indian descent who died in 2003 in her flat in Wood Green, North London, and was discovered in January 2006. So if you want to check out that documentary, it's called Dreams of a Life. All right, enough about that. So this weekend, not just this weekend, but earlier in this year, I joined a meetup group for photographers, and they have like different meetups so you can go and do photography and take pictures and stuff. Well, finally this weekend, I was able to join one of their meetup groups in Georgetown in D.C. at sunset, and the whole point was like low light photography and sunset photography. So I joined this group, and there were supposed to be like 25 people going to it, but only like 8 or 9 showed up. Even so, that was nice because I got to meet some new people. So we met in Georgetown, and then we all walked around the canal and around the streets of Georgetown and taking pictures all the while and along the waterfront and stuff like that. And I took like 350 pictures. Of course, I only liked 10 of them, which is usually the case. If you're like a power user photographer, you will take hundreds and hundreds of pictures and really only end up with, you know, a handful that you like. And that's what happened to me. I only found 10 that I like. But I had a really good time. It was nice to meet new people, especially people who are interested in photography. It got dark and the photo shoot was over, we went to a restaurant and all sat around and talked and had dinner. And that was nice. So my first experience with a meetup group was actually very positive. And I think I'm going to join a couple other things in terms of photo opportunities. There's a couple coming up that I might join. Anyway, and on the website, if you go to the website, you will see the 10 pictures that I thought were the best 10 pictures that I took. And I think you'll get the idea of the whole low light / sunset kind of shots. And I think I did pretty good. So that's all that's happening with me. Nothing major is going on, just same old stuff, different day. Yeah, I hope everyone's doing well. Sorry I don't podcast more often. I don't even know if anybody's listening, so it doesn't really matter, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, that's all I have for today. So I hope you're doing well. And until next time, bye.